We're on the Mexican side right now of the Rio Grande. That's the river that separates this country from the United States. And we're here because more than 10,000 people, most of them Haitian, have crossed this river to get to the United States and establish a sort of makeshift camp, wanting to be given asylum and to be able to stay in the United States.
Many of them traveled through South and Central America to get to this point. They're fleeing poverty and years of political turmoil and natural disasters back home.
I'm really scared. You know why? Haiti had an earthquake. We were left with nothing. No home, no food, nothing. Almost all my family died. And if we don't go across, where are we going to go? We don't have a home. That's why we're searching for a better future.
The flow of Haitians crossing to the United States at this point suddenly turned into a torrent over the last week or two. But now it's slowed again. People have heard the plans from the US government to fly many in the camp back home.
We're scared that if we cross, they'll just deport us back to Haiti and it will be worse for us.
Those we did see crossing the river were mainly bringing food and water to those on the other side. I asked this man how people were doing on the other side.
They're okay, but sad, because maybe tomorrow they'll be deported.
Conditions in the camp are reportedly tough, with not enough food, toilets or water. But we couldn't verify that. Earlier in the day, we tried to enter the camp via the front door in Texas.
We just tried to get into the camp via the US entry, and we were denied there. We now just crossed the river and tried to get in through this entry port, and we've just been denied by the border patrolmen that you can see behind me, who say that we're not allowed in.
Other journalists said the same. The US authorities are blocking the media from talking to those inside. Meanwhile, they're faced with a problem that would test any administration, a makeshift shantytown suddenly springing up on their border with thousands desperate to stay. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Acuña, Mexico.